This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, 21 Jump Street, Night School, and 12 Strong, as well as his work for Children's Mercy Hospital with The Big Slick. And his latest film, The War with Grandpa, is out to rent on demand, YouTube, Amazon, and more. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Mr. Rob Riggle, how are you, brother?
Hey, how's it going, man?
20, listen, you've given us another thing to make it good again, man. A movie comes out on demand. We'll be able to see it. Comes out tomorrow, called The War with Grandpa. You get a chance at hanging with De Niro and walking. It's that's big, man. That's big, big.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's one of those rare, cool life experiences that you don't get very often. So when you do, it's something you don't forget.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, but, you know, have you worked with walking before?
I had not worked with Walken before. I worked with Bob, as you get to call him now.
I was going to ask you
Bob.
About that.
Yeah, it's kind of special. So, Mr. De Niro. But yes, I have worked with Bob on Saturday Night Live before. We did a couple sketches together and got to spend a week with him because it's very intimate on SNL. So you get to spend a lot of time with the host. And we had a mutual friend in Harvey Keitel, because Harvey Keitel was a Marine,
right.
Is a Marine, and he and I knew each other, and so Harvey had introduced me to him on a couple previous occasions. So it was actually really nice. We knew each other going in. I did not know Uma Thurman. I'd never met her or worked with her before, and she was fantastic. And then Christopher Walken is a legend in his own time. It was all, I mean, we got to the table read. The table read for the thing was in New York City. And we were over by the coffee, having coffee before we all sat down. And he came over and introduced himself and started talking. And there was about two of us there, two or three of us. And he was just describing the traffic coming in from Connecticut. And just to listen to him talk about the traffic was, to me, comedic gold. Because no matter what the man said,
he's Chris
the best walking you ever heard.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's the best you ever heard. And it's absolutely sincere.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, the traffic is terrible. You know, you're thinking, oh, my God, this is amazing. I can't take it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. I have a buddy, Big E. We used to irritate his wife to no end by we'd start drinking and then start talking only as walking to each other. And she gets so goddamn mad. Now he's already divorced from her. But she would get so goddamn mad. I'd be like, yo, you're talking to my boy all wrong. Just serve him the goddamn food and get us another drink. it was so bad, man. And that would go on for hours,
sure.
Like idiot time. It was fun.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. That's the most pleasing. He needed to come up with a new impersonation that she likes, because that might have kept him together.
No, you have no idea. He used to joke. I could tell. He would tell a joke, and she'd stare at him. I would tell the same joke 2 days later, and she would laugh like it was the greatest thing she'd ever heard. And it's so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was done. But it was, it's the walking connection, man. He loved walking, and I love walking. So now I totally understand when you say you're there you know, by the coffee, and he's just talking about the traffic. I don't even know how you act with a guy like that, because I would be constantly getting caught in the moment of, you're Robert De Niro, you're Uma Thurman, you're Christopher Walken.
Yeah, especially Christopher Walken, because he's, I mean, he was being very sincere. The only time I've ever heard Christopher Walken is guys doing Christopher Walken impersonations, and they're always saying something crazy.
Yeah.
And it's him being himself, being very polite, very kind, very sweet, and you still want to die laughing because you're like, that's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny to hear you talk. It's the best.
And
Cheech Marin was on the movie as well.
Awesome.
And Cheech and I, we were both golfers, so we'd sneak out on the weekend because we were filming down in Atlanta, and we'd go play golf. So I'd go play golf with Cheech, which, you know, to me is a dream come true as well, because I grew up, you know, loving Cheech and Chong and all of Cheech's individual work, but Cheech and Chong together too. So, and he was very gracious with his time and the stories, and yeah, he was great too.
Oh, and De Niro is one of those guys that I'm afraid of him, and I've been afraid of him since like Raging Bull. You know what I mean? Like, he's just scary.
Yeah.
He's scary in every.
He's got that element of danger. That's what makes him such a great. You know, mobster or Raging Bull, or it's that element of when he's got that look and you think, oh my God, this is about to explode.
Oh.
That's such a gift.
He's the father you could never please. You have no idea like how much I love to see your name next to Uma Thurman, Christopher Walken, De Niro, just and so deserved, and it makes me so happy for you, because what you do is so genuine, and you've carved it and you've worked at it, and to see it pay off again with 2020 being what it is, whenever I see a highlight, something great for somebody, man, especially someone you love and you respect and you want them to do well, it makes everything seem a little bit better.
I appreciate that, man. That's very kind of you. Coming from me, that means a lot to me, so I appreciate it.
Well,
and you're right, this year sucks. This year has been, I don't have to tell you, I'm not telling anybody something they don't already know, but in a way, as bad as this year has been, I'm always trying to find the positive wherever you can, obviously. And, you know, 2020, it did start with a Super Bowl win. I mean, imagine if we were San Francisco, how bad this year would be. So,
right. Right? I didn't even consider that. I feel awful because, you know, I'm not a big sports guy, but of course I'm happy about that. I even watched a game yesterday. I was kind of trapped and I couldn't go anywhere, but I still watched a game yesterday. Jesus.
That's awesome. Yeah, and this year, like, and we're still in this year, but we're finishing out this year. The Chiefs are doing very well.
Right.
It looks like they're headed towards the playoffs. They're going to do very well there. So, you know, like, it could be worse. We could be the Jets this fall. Like, you know, we could be the worst. So there's good things out there too, right?
Absolutely, there is, man. Listen, the vaccine's on the way. I'm telling you, I'd shoot that stuff in my eyeball, my urethra, whatever it takes. It's because I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care if the nurse comes at me with a syringe and a running start. Just hit me.
Yes.
Load me up with that stuff and let's get on with life.
Well, if it's just joining the show, if you're just joining the show. The great Rob Riggle is with us, and he's got a new movie, The War with Grandpa, out on digital demand December 22nd, tomorrow. But before I jump into that, because of your military background, and I thought of you, I was watching all these anti-vaxxers go crazy about this COVID deal and this and that and the disinformation. I go, you do realize every person who ever served in the armed forces isn't asked if they'd like a vaccination. They're walked into a room, and they're like, ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And you just get what you get, and you don't even ask them what you're getting. You just take it.
Yeah, you come out, you go in the building one way, you come out the building the other way, and you've had five shots, and no one told you what you did. You just move on, take your paperwork, it's in your paperwork, keep going.
Yeah.
There, next stop, uniforms and bend over check.
And everybody lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, all these people that are concerned about this vaccine, also, why don't you go, if you're really concerned about what you're putting in your body, look at the booze. Look at the weed, look at the smoking, look at the Twinkies, there's a lot of stuff you put in your body. You'll be fine.
Oh, are you kidding me? I've ingested stuff from strangers made in bathtubs and chemistry labs and God knows where. I'm not worried about vaccines. So it's true, man. Just get it done and let's get back to work and let's be happy again. I mean, I don't know if you heard the new AC/DC. We're just playing it, but if you don't have the record, you should get it yesterday because it's really good.
I did. I'm a diehard AC/DC fan. Yes, I absolutely love it.
Didn't it make
absolutely
you feel better? Like, would you, like, because I always have a fear when I love a band so much, and time passes, I think, please don't be a suck album. Please don't be a suck, you know? And
right.
You hit that third song, you're like, nope, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you do go, that's always the joy, too, when you get, especially a band like AC/DC, who, you know, doesn't dish them out all the time, but when they do, you know, you go track by track,
mm-hmm.
and it's like Christmas. It's Christmas because you're like, oh, boy, what am I about to get? What am I about to get? And then you find the ones that you gravitate towards more, and you just abuse them. You play them over and over and over on a loop until you have them completely memorized, and that's day one.
Oh, yeah. No, I started out with Demon Fire. I went to Kick You When You're Down. Now I'm over on Code Red, and I'm coming back around the circle again. But I know exactly what you mean, man. You got to take it where you can find it. And stuff like this movie, The Ward Grandpa, now I got something to do. And, again, man, I'm telling you, it really does make me feel better when I see somebody like AC/DC release a record, Rob Riggle, you get to do a movie with De Niro and Walk and Uma Thurman and all these amazing people. It makes me feel much better.
Yeah, and with that cast, you would think this is some sort of heist, gangster, shoot 'em up, kick-ass type movie. It's actually a family comedy, a live-action family comedy, which is rare. They just don't make those anymore. That's why I thought the script was so fun, is because if it's a family movie, it's usually Pixar or some sort of animated, and so you just don't get live-action family movies, live-action comedy family movies anymore. So that's a nice thing, too. So it's something nice for the whole family to watch when you know, everybody's at home for the holidays.
Well, I mean, this is going to be great. The idea is that Grandpa, they don't want to put him in a home. You know, my mom and dad still live at their house. But they move in, and there is no, let me tell you something, I bought my way out of that problem. I'm telling you, I've paid enough bills. One of my brothers gets to take my mom and dad, and that's the way that is. I love them. All my heart, man. I mean, I've taken care of my mom. I have two nurses. I mean, it's a real thing. But
that's
there's
awesome.
No chance I'm living with my parents again, man. Like, there's no way.
Well, my folks came out from Kansas City out here to sunny California to do a little snowbirding in January. And January usually turns into February. And, yeah, so.
Yeah.
As well. I get it. It's all good.
I love them. No doubt.
I love them.
And so you pay, you play Uma Thurman's husband. You're the in-law. You guys, you're the son-in-law.
Yeah, it's our family, and then De Niro is my father-in-law, and he is having trouble on his own, and he did, you know, make some mistakes and gets in trouble and stuff, so we have to bring him to live with us in our house, and so we have to take over my son's room, and my son moves out, and he's not happy about it because now he has to live in the attic. Grandpa, it's not, you know, it wasn't his fault, but my son declares war on Grandpa. Grandpa accepts the challenge, and then they go to work on each other, committing pranks and trying to drive one another crazy, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of hijinks.
See, but that's isn't that the best though, man? A good dose of just escapism, just the way we again, when you go back to De Niro being the father you could never please. That's the role, right? Like. No matter what, he's going to say, because you must have had them, the great old uncles, the great uncles that were so much older, and they just didn't pull punches, and they told you the truth about this life, but they also had the no-essers that they give you, where they'd be like, look, kid, you want to know the truth? Ain't no Santa Claus. Yeah. Life is hard. You better get a helmet because someone's going to dent you, you know?
Well, it is. It's always that uncle, like you said, great uncle, someone who doesn't have to put the shine on for the kids or doesn't have, you know, the whatever you want to call it, cooth to be like, I'll play the game for the kids. They just come in and start talking to the adults like adults. And, oh, by the way, if you're in the room, you get a taste, too.
Yeah.
And boom. And there it is. And you're like, and as a kid, you're soaking it up because for something instinctually, you know, I'm hearing some truth right here.
Right. You do. I mean, I find myself quoting my great Uncle Paulie more than you have any, like, it's insane, to the point where even I get weirded out about it, because I remember these bits and pieces that'll come flooding back in certain situations. I did one this weekend. We were talking about something changing, and the people didn't like it. I go, Uncle Paul used to say, only hobos like change. What a crazy-ass thing to remember from when you're like 10 years old. I don't drink with a straw to drink because I was 10, and I ordered a Coke. I'm not kidding, Rob. Like, I ordered a Coke, and he looked at me and goes, son, men don't drink from straws.
And that was it. And you were done with straws from
I
was
forever. And I got no problem with straws. I just don't drink from straws. It's just simple moments like that.
Isn't that wild?
It's
That's
crazy.
So wild.
Yeah. And just old school Italian. They'd give you money. They'd shake your hand and palm you and give you the wink. And now I realize he did it to all my brothers. But we all thought we were the only ones getting it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You thought you're getting a special deal. Especially when it's palmed up and slipped to you on the fly with a wink.
That's right.
You think, oh, nobody knows about this. This is going right in my pocket. I'm not telling anybody. This is gold.
That's it. Every single time. And none of us. We discovered it later on talking. None of us ever said a word about him doing it to each of us for years.
Yeah. That's fantastic. That's so good.
Dude, I'm excited about this. What's your Christmas look like, man? You're going to be, your parents coming to visit you. You're coming here. What's going to be the story?
I'm hunkering down here in L.A. Everybody's, you know, the travel restrictions.
Sure,
well, there's no travel
sure.
restrictions, I guess. But the lockdown here, I probably should have get out of here, but I'm just going to stay here, me and the kids.
That's it.
Lay low. Just lay low, I think, yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time. Like, it's, you know, normally I take off on a two-week walkabout and get my head right. Last year, my girl's dog, our dog, Black Lab, Miles, he had passed. It was really close to Christmas. I go, I'm going to cancel, not knowing also that this year was going to get canceled. So now I'm going 2 years in a row, like we're all of a sudden, bam, and that's the walkabout. You fill a backpack, and all of a sudden I'm in Moscow, or I'm in Prague, or I'm in Vietnam, but I'm just walking around, just looking about. So it's I get super antsy at home.
Yeah, I think that's, you're right. Everybody's struggling with that. I'm sorry to hear you missed two in a row. That stinks.
Yeah.
Because I know that charges you up. And that sounds amazing, by the way, too. I think so many people are looking forward to doing something like that. The problem is, like, if I were to go anywhere, everything's still kind of closed down. Like, you know, you go to resorts, where you can have room service only. Or if you go, you can't even go enjoy the restaurant. It's hard to do anything. It's hard to enjoy anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to probably get a puzzle and a board game and we'll play a lot of cards, watch movies. Go for another walk.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's another walk. It's exactly right. I've walked more at Disgraceland and bought more ridiculous stuff and literally got it, received it, looked at it, went, that's neat, and handed it over to somebody else. I mean, like,
That's it, man. For me, it's binge-watching and Amazon. Those are the two things that have benefited the most.
Oh, I've watched it all. Oh, I'm done. I've done my way through Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. I'm completely clean with all those. And I realized I'm starting to see repeats on Pornhub.
We're going to start having longer walks.
Right? Brother, listen, I'm excited to see this, man. You've given us something to do. I can't wait to watch The War with Grandpa out now, digital on demand. Well, tomorrow, December 22nd. And man, hope you have a great Christmas. And then we'll get through this. And we're almost, man, I can see the finish line, brother. By spring into summer, we'll be back doing what we do. And you'll be back making movies. And the world will come back to normal. And we'll be out there. We'll be doing what we do.
I your lips to God's ears. I hope it's true. And I wish that for all of us,
All right. Be well, my friend.
All right, buddy. You too. Good talking to you.
You too, man. Love you, boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.